1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
Guess what? Your work matters to God. I'm not just talking about full-time Christian work. I'm talking about any honorable work. Work is one major way we serve God and others. In fact, God works through our work so that we can meet our needs and help others flourish. Just today, to get to my office, I was served by farmers, millers, packagers, inspectors, drivers, administrators, bankers, accountants, electrical plant workers, water and sanitation engineers, mechanics, traffic engineers, police officers, and family members, to name just a few. In other words, I could not do what I do in ministry without these very important people who, whether they know it or not, served me and God today. I suspect most didn't know it. And the major reason for this is that they have lost the doctrine of vocation. The 16th century Protestant reformers highlighted three major Reformation doctrines. There was the doctrine of justification by grace alone through faith alone, a doctrine that concerns our salvation. They also highlighted the doctrine of the authority of Scripture, calling the church back to the Bible as our supreme authority. But the Reformers also taught the Bible doctrine of vocation. What's that? It's the Bible's teaching that God calls us to be workers, that is, to serve Him and our neighbor in all kinds of assignments. And if we bring this kind of mindset to our work, we will do our jobs very differently. For one, it won't just be a job. Rather, it will become a holy work because we're doing it to serve Him. That's why Martin Luther could say, changing a baby's diapers is holy work. He went on to say that the needle, the thimble, the scales, the yardstick, the desk, and the kitchen are all altars on which to serve God and neighbor. But not only that, the Reformers also spoke of how God providentially works through our jobs. God normally works through means. He usually makes wine through the process of farming. Of course, He's not bound to do that. He can speed up the process, as He did at the wedding of Cana long ago. But just about every day, His usual way of operating is through human means and vineyards. As Luther said, we can pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the normal way God gives it to us is through every worker in an economic chain who contributes to getting that bagel to my table. Luther said, vocation is the mask of God. God is hidden in vocation, but He is present and active working through our work. I'm telling you, this doctrine of vocation is revolutionary stuff. Once we grasp the truth of it, it changes our outlook on a lot of things. Like what? Well, first of all, if it's true, then we can't look at our job as just a job. It's a vocation, a divine calling in which we serve God and others. Through it, we contribute to human flourishing. Through it, God Himself works. In other words, this doctrine lifts our view of work. You need not think you're a second-class worker if you're not in vocational ministry. Get over that. Thank God for pastors, teachers, and missionaries. But thank God also for bakers, soldiers, electricians, and rescue workers, and sound technicians like the one who's helping me record this broadcast. In a way, these are sacred callings, holy orders. But let me add one other thing. If you grab a hold of this biblical doctrine of vocation, it will also change both the attitude and the quality of your work. It will change your attitude because you'll realize that, as Paul put it, it is the Lord Christ you are serving today, not just yourself or your employer. You work for the Lord. You may begin to see this bigger perspective or even catch a glimpse of God working through the people you encounter today. Oh, and one other thing, this doctrine will affect the quality of your work. I get so exasperated by people who cut corners and do shoddy work. But if you see your work as a divine calling, you can't be satisfied with poor quality. You'll begin working with excellence for the glory of God.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.